Welcome to the Productivity Tips Project, a series where you will learn effective and efficient ways of using your time to get the most out of it by the second. I'm Alejandra Fun, and I'm an English language learner at Masterclass Hill. Through this project, the Teens English Conversation Club and our teacher Miriam Gonzalez want to contribute in these times of physical distancing to all of you who help us flatten the curve by staying home. So, how are you guys? I hope all of you are feeling good and being safe. I've been doing good, kind of lazy though. I know this quarantine can feel saturating. That's why I decided to do some research and tell you all something you can do at home in your free time. So today, we're talking about documentaries. I personally think it's a great way to spend some time on, and it can be very educative. First, there are many kinds of documentaries out there, which direct your focus on different topics. First, you have expository documentary, which is typically expressed as narration to organize and present the content. Then, you have the poetic documentary, that relies on the images with little or no narration. There's also the essayistic type that features an essay-like narration by the filmmaker. And also, you have the observational, which attempts to show the thing as it is, very straightforward. Moreover, there is the participatory documentary that can be considered as the opposite of the observational because the filmmaker may have a small or a major influence on the narrative. Performance documentaries refer to the recording of a dramatic performance. Interview documentaries record a conversation, discussion, or interview of one or more subjects. Dramatization documentaries recreate an event or person using actors in an attempt to enable the viewer to be on the scene to the event or present with the historical figure. A mixed documentary uses a combination of modes or genres, therefore it falls into a mixed genre. And lastly, animation, that uses animations throughout the depiction of the story. Now, where can you watch them? There's a ton of platforms where you can find very interesting documentaries about a lot of different topics. The most popular are Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, HBO Max, YouTube, Crackle, Apple TV Plus, CBS All Access, and much more. Some of these are free and others come with different plans to pay. It's all about finding the one that best suits your interest. Once you know the platform, you're ready to go. If you don't know what to watch or nothing really gets your attention, here I bring you a list of some documentaries that you can pick from oldest to most recent releases. First we have Sound and Fury. This is a powerful story about our Tunisians who across three generations have deaf and hearing members in their extended family. You can buy it or rent it on Amazon and iTunes. Second, we have Women at War, 1939-1945. Of course, there will be a war-related documentary on the list. So what about the women that contributed in the times of war? There is so much to know about it. You can watch it on Netflix. Being Elmo, A Puppeteer's Journey. This is a great option if you're looking for something to watch with your family. I mean, we can all agree that we all know Elmo no matter the age. It's available on Netflix. The fourth one is The Game Changers. This is a good one if you're interested in the athletes world. Available on Netflix. I know, most of these are from Netflix, but it's the platform I use the most and that I recommend overall. Fifth one is The Death and Life of Marsha P. Johnson. This is one I personally think everyone should watch. Follows the story of one of the most important figures in the LGBTQ+ community and the violence towards its people. Have a Good Trip, Adventure in Psychedelics. The title speaks for itself. This is a film for the curious ones like me. If you ever wonder what it's like to feel hallucinogenic and have celebrities tell you their stories and their own experience via animations, here you go. Available on Netflix. And that's it. Although there is plenty more I could have added to this list, I wanted a quick way to just choose one. And since the notion of impact and connect are suddenly everywhere, documentaries meet a deep human need to connect. Films allow us to do this through authentic stories, often across difference. When this need to connect is fulfilled, it can translate into deep and passionate support for the issue depicted in film. And this emotional and engaged support from viewers is critical to a successful social impact and also connection. I hope you have a great time watching any of these, or that I could help you at least motivating you. Also, remember to check on the other episodes of the Productivity Tips Project to get the most out of your time in these social distancing times. Stay safe. Bye.